Hosers. I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother Doug. Good day, all you hosers. Opens now.
Welcome into the Kilo Vault Podcast. Sid Black here. It is another in-studio session, episode number 19. Dude, we're stacking them. We're definitely going to get to 20. We'll ring that 20 bell, no doubt. But obviously, this is where we take acoustic performances that have been recorded in the Kilo studio from the past. And well, they see the light of day, finally. There is a reason why somebody recorded and kept these outside of just being a hoarder of media. And in studio session number 19, well, we catch Canada's finest, Cobra and the Lotus, Calgary, Alberta, Canada, Juno Award nominated. I think they just call it Juno nominated. I don't know. I'm not too hip with everything north the border. Of course, they rolled through town in support of Prevail One. So I think this kind of pegs it down to 2017, a band that I'd caught previously, probably a few years before they rolled through the studio. So when the opportunity came, I was excited to have them through. And when I saw them, they were opening up for one of my favorite bands. Didn't really make much of a connection at that time. I loved their set. I thought they were fantastic, and more on that here in a little bit. But it was kind of a full circle moment for me when it was first brought to us that Cobra and the Lotus going to be swinging through town, like to hit the Kilo studio. They stay true to the Canada nice, that's for sure. So let's take you back to 2017, in studio session number 19. Cobra and the Lotus, first track up from 2017's Prevail One. It's Light Me Up, Kilo's Vault Podcast in studio session.
Wondering if I'll
Kilo Vault Podcast in studio session, episode number 19, Cobra and the Lotus there. We nailed it down. It was 2017 at some point. Some point in 2017, Cobra and the Lotus rolled through town and well hit the Kilo studio behind Prevail One. That does feature that track you just heard acoustically, Light Me Up, recorded here in the Kilo studio. I mentioned earlier, I caught Cobra and the Lotus opening up for Fear Factory. I went back to all the research. It was 2013 that they toured with Fear Factory. I remember being in line to get in for the show my ID, getting patted down, the whole works, right? And I heard someone covering Maiden from inside. And I knew it was a chick voice. Very distinct, just angelic cover of Iron Maiden. I got in and it was like, I almost embarrassingly hate to say this, but you know how like Garth in Wayne's World flips the jukebox to Foxy and he's just totally locked in on this chick? Yeah, that was me with Cobra and the Lotus front woman, Cobra Page. I was immediately infatuated with one Cobra Page, front woman for Cobra and the Lotus. And there started my fandom for one Cobra and the Lotus, as this lovely dreadlocked woman was just absolutely ripping through Iron Maiden. I don't even remember the song. It was all just a daze. It's pathetic, I know. But that always stuck with me, right? It was that geeky fandom. It was that little crush that I had on one Cobra Page. And then obviously when I got to meet them and they came to the studio and I was awkward and it sucked. And my coworker at the time totally poked fun at me for it. It was what it was. I've yet to fully recover from it. Regardless, Cobra and the Lotus, amazing band. Let's go ahead and get to the second song. In studio session number 19, Kilo Vault Podcast, Cobra and the Lotus, and You Don't Know. Kilo Vault Podcast in studio session, episode number 19. Cobra and the Lotus there, coming off Prevail 1. Yes, they did follow that up with Prevail 2. But we nailed this visit down to 2017. A band that, man, they earned it on the road. Has toured basically with everybody. Toured heavily, but hasn't really been heard of in recent times because, well, frontwoman Cobra Page has taken time to record a solo record, which is out now, titled Freedom. So go check that out. From everything I've gathered and doing my research for this, Cobra and the Lotus very much still alive and hopefully ripping up a stage near you very, very soon. But the opportunity to hang out with them one afternoon in 2017, a favorite of mine for sure. Great people from north the border. I think everyone from Canada is nice. Everyone I've ever met from Canada, super nice. They've definitely lived up to that stereotype. Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Cobra and the Lotus, featured in studio session number 19 here today. Did you catch Cobra the Lotus like me? Were you in a daze watching one front woman, Cobra Page, cover Maiden in 2013? Have you seen Cobra and the Lotus live before? Maybe you tuned in and heard this in-studio session in person. Let us know about it. Of course, if you could, drop a like for the Kilo Vault Podcast in-studio session. That is a wrap. Sid Black signing off from the Kilo Vault Podcast.